And what is your name?
Sarah Labar.
So tell me, why did you decide to come out tonight?
Sure. So I've actually lived in Lafayette for 2 whole months. We moved here from Erie. I have 2 little girls, and we're trying to put a little bit more distance between my family and the fracking that's going on in Erie right now. So that's why we're here, hoping that it doesn't proceed any further into Boulder County. The air we're breathing is kind of my main concern, but there's certainly another, you know, a number of other concerns that come along with it. It was really the exclusive reason for us moving.
Can you tell me your name?
Dan. We've just moved up into this area less than a year ago. Didn't come from a Colorado or fracking background. So we're here to learn more, understand if, you know, the idiosyncrasies, the dangers of what we're doing right now. We just built a home in Erie in the new subdivision over there. And so we want to learn more and see whether we stay or not.
Cliff Wilming.
Tell me what your official role is here tonight.
Concerned citizen. I'm a volunteer with East Boulder County United and a Lafayette citizen. My family moved out here from Chicago in 2009. We moved to Colorado for a reason, you know, that most people or a lot of people move out here. I had a 1-year-old daughter, and we moved to Colorado to raise our kids in a very healthy, sensitive, and conscientious environment. It wasn't until we got to Lafayette, we bought a house out here, that we ultimately ran across a news story that showed hundreds of Erie family members, I believe led predominantly by mothers, that started a protest, and I can name the date. It was June 2nd, 2012, where they had a protest against Encana Energy that was seeking to build 8 wells right next to their new elementary school, Red Hawk Elementary. And that was the first time that we learned about fracking at all. The longer these models of capitalist development continue, the more likely you are to find yourself in conflict with environmental hazards. And so it just so happened that, you know, the one here happens to be that we live on an oil shale.
Well, Cliff, I know you had about 125 people in Boulder recently, and you've got at least 100 here tonight, and lots of people with lots of questions. And so what comes after these informational meetings? Are you going to do more?
We're going to do informational meetings ongoingly, because what we understand is that Boulder County, for as being educated and as thoughtful as it is, a lot of people still do not know not only the threat, but also the complexities that mandate the threat. So, you know, like any normal people, we don't assume that the oil and gas industry is coming to drill in Boulder County. We don't assume that our physical safety is in jeopardy. And we don't assume that we actually are told that we have no right to say no. And so, you know, with these informational sessions, we try to establish the basis of the problem. And we try to be as objective and as detailed as possible, because what we want people to do is we want their actions to be informed by the entire truth, rather than the truth as it's depicted through the major environmental groups or through, you know, political parties. And once people become reasonably disillusioned that the system is actually working for us, we move on to additional trainings, and part of that goes to broad-based grassroots community organizing, and in addition to that, nonviolent civil disobedience. The entire state and federal law, the legal system, is written by the same industries that we are hoping to prevent from occurring to begin with. But there's additional considerations to that as well. And that is that for over 10 years, the Colorado Republicans, the Colorado Democrats, and the major national environmental groups have never wanted to challenge the systemic nature of the fracking problem. In other words, you can negotiate the terms by which you are poisoned, but you are not going to be able to say no to the poisoning to begin with. And what we're saying is that that is a non-starter, and that if the elected officials prioritize obedience to a system or to a political party or leadership that mandates the poisoning of their own constituents, they no longer meet qualifications for any democratically elected responsible official, and we are asking them to resign. On the opposite side of that, we are saying that your community is extremely concerned and extremely caring and extremely passionate about this issue. And it's no different than any other time in U.S. history when the system is mandating the harm of people. They should side on the right side of history, join the people, reject the state law, and stop trying to tell people that regulations that are based in no science at all are going to keep us safe. That is fundamentally irresponsible. And should they join with the community, we will support them.